Views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show. It's a beautiful Thursday morning. It's a week from Thanksgiving, so I know everybody's thinking about turkey and ham and dressing, and some of us is thinking about deviled eggs. But listen, it's a great day. It's a big day in the life of our ministries, Living Free and the Freedom Center and our community here. Every year, the Thursday before Thanksgiving, we take that and we celebrate it with a night of hope. And that we kick it off today with a radio show. This year's Night of Hope is a little different. I hope this becomes our trend. I hope this becomes who we are and what we want to do. We've got other organizations involved with us, and we're going to be giving money away. As Pastor Nelson says, we're giving moolah away today. He told us last year, don't worry, brother, I got moolah coming from you. So we're thankful for that today. I'm here. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free. I'm here with Ronnie Martin, the Director of the Freedom Center. New in that role.
Yeah.
And new as a host of the radio show. Bobby Capps is who is with Crosswind Ministries. And we get to do this every Thursday, and we're always excited to get to do this. Bobby, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Wonderful. Nice and chilly this morning, and made me pull out my Christmas gear and ready to go.
Oh, I love that shirt. Sharp, man, yeah. I just seen the shirt. But listen, I got up and went and walked early this morning, so it was a little chilly, but it's a big day, man. You've done these Nine of Hopes for several years now. I don't know exactly how many. Ronnie, this is your second one.
Yes, my second, yeah.
Yeah, I'm part of the team here now, and so we're all excited. I've been doing it a long time. But I'm more excited about this Thursday, this Night of Hope, than any before, because we went a different direction. We're always asking for money to do something at the center. That's no different tonight. we need $321,000 to purchase 112 acres of land there on Central School Road. We're gonna build a first class campus that, you know, our grandkids will be telling their kids someday about that campus, and so we're excited about that. But the difference this year, Bobby, we're taking $12,500 and giving it away, and we took four organizations that we felt like that was in our community. As I was walking this morning, it was. It's all women in the studio today besides us. So we picked out the Home of Elroy. It's a new organization that's hoping to get started sometime at the start of 2025. The Bridge House at Burnsville, who we've worked with a lot over the last couple of years. God's House of Hope. They've got four campuses. Nettleton, Kilmichael, Charleston, and Clinton, Alabama. And then you, Bobby, Crosswind Ministries. Angel was supposed to be here, so she sent her sub, and that's you. So we're going to take that, but I feel like we went downhill a little bit.
Hey, you got that right.
No, but before we get to our first guest today, Ronnie, give us an update with the Freedom Center and what's going on there at the Freedom Center.
Yes, we've got we had the same crew for a little bit. You know, the guys are all doing well. They're all in unity with each other. They, you know, if one needs something, they all pitch in to help each other. But it's bittersweet. We've got two leaving next week, two more coming in. So, you know, it's just a constant revolving door. Once you get them on the right path, you know, walking with the Lord, they leave and do their own thing, and then we've got new ones coming in. So it's just a
But we got beds. We got two new ones coming in. We would like to take three more in between now and Christmas to have five new guys between now and Christmas. So if you need help, or if you want help, if you're tired of living this way, reach out to us, carandfreedomcenter.com, or call my man Ronnie Martin. What's your phone number?
662-416-0234.
Say it one more time, yeah. Ronnie.
662-416-0234.
I've heard pastors say many times, I have to say it 25 times before you catch it.
So, yeah, well, I mean, we have to grab a pen and stuff like that. Some of us are slow. Yeah.
662-416-0234.
Thank you, Ronnie. Yeah.
So, hey, we're going to let you share that a lot over the next few weeks. And when Wesley started, you know, we let him just give the address for a long time. Yeah. Now we're just going to let you give your phone number, Ronnie. So, now, it's a big day. It's an exciting day. Man, we're excited. We're all doing – I was doing the Trump dance coming in here, man. So, but we're starting off today with the home of Elroy. What we want to do is we want to invest in other ministries. I used to be part of a church, and I got to visit a lot of churches. I spoke at hundreds of churches, and it always puzzled me why the big church didn't go over here and help these little churches. Some of them didn't have piano players. Some of them didn't have somebody to lead the music. The big church had 40 people could play music, 50 people could play the piano. And I always wondered, why ain't we over here helping these? So I want our ministry to be the one to help the other ones. I'm not saying we're the big dog in the neighborhood.
Well, you kind of did.
But, well, we've been here a long time.
I'm just joking.
I've been here 20 years, so you can take it as you want to. But we want to help. I want to help. I want to be that ministry that believes in other ministries that will help. And our first one.
And let me, because you won't say it, one of the things that is the gift that Tommy has is he is literally somehow God has made him to just be a giver. He's an extraordinarily generous man. I mean, he gives all the time. About anything, he don't care. He's not thinking about it. He doesn't measure. He doesn't see if you measure up. He just gives. Yeah. And so for his ministry not to give has probably been a burr under his saddle. Yeah. He's probably been nervous about it. Yeah. He's constantly trying to give stuff away. And so it is in keeping with who you are as a person and who your ministry wants to be, who we tell the guys. Yeah. We tell the guys, like, once you quit being a taker and start being a giver, your life changes.
Yeah.
You know, and we model that in front of them, and that's what you're doing tonight. So I just wanted to make sure that I was saying that.
Folks gave to us, and I'm grateful they didn't have to measure up to see what we was. But listen, our first one tonight and the first one with us today, we got all these ladies here today. I told Phil and Andy when we walked in, I said, man, I'm coming in by myself, but we're bringing a herd of women today. They got a little nervous. But listen, our first one is Home of Elroy. I got Stacy Baxter, Eva Kirk here in the studio with us. Y'all no stranger here. You've been here with us before. But today, we're just telling you, we believe in what you're doing. We want to give to you. We're going to give you $2,500 tonight. We're going to give you the check tonight. I ain't going to mail it. I'm not going to waste a stamp. I'm going to give it to you tonight, okay? So I'm just giving you a minute or two to tell who you are, where you at. I mean, you're trying to get this old Glenn school open. Give us an update. Where you at and what's going on?
Well, we're in the process of getting the roof on right now. As soon as we get the roof on, we're ready to roll with painters. We've got them lined up, ready to roll. We've got flooring picked out. We're ready to make a big change on this place. Around February, we hope to be preparing bedrooms and getting ready to open the preparing applications and accepting applications and preparing the rooms for them, hopefully in early spring.
Well, listen, y'all had a $125,000 matching fund set up through Create to give to y'all, so that gave you opportunity to raise $250,000. Mm-hmm. You felt like that's kind of what you needed to get this place open. So tell us where you're at.
To date, we're $45,000 in that got matched. That's $90,000. So we're moving along. We're hoping by the end of the year, with it being the end of the year, God's people will kind of roll in with a little more, and so we're about $80,000 off.
I was fixing to say, you need about $80,000 in gifts, and that gives you $250,000.
Correct.
If I do the right
math. Yes.
Well, Tell us how people can help. We're going to give you $2,500 tonight. I'm asking other people to give. I'm asking churches to give. And I know how churches operate. Well, that ain't in our budget. Well, let's push your budget aside and let's help the community.
Well, we have three ways to help with us. First thing is prayer.
That's
a very needed thing. We need to be praying for the hearts of our women that we don't even know their names yet. They may not even know who we are yet. Pray for our team and our volunteers. Second of all, you could volunteer. We meet every Saturday. We are moving the time back to 8 a.m. now because of the cold. I don't like the cold. We'll get you out of there by 1:30, 1 o'clock. If you can only come an hour or two, come and go as you can. But we need troops on the ground. Third, we need your money.
Yeah. So let me sum you up in a Baptist way, okay?
Okay.
You need prayer, you need participation, and you need partners, okay? So that's how you need it. You just need, you need people to get involved. You need the community to learn about it. Invite these ladies to share about their project. It's there at Glen School. They need you there at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, just hands and feet.
Can I give my number?
Oh yeah, yeah.
662-415-6907. We'll do it one more time. 662-415-6907.
Do you have a webpage?
We do. homeofelroy.org.
Can they give on that webpage?
They absolutely can.
Big shout out to Alex Sellers. He takes care of all of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everything that's given is tax deductible. We are a special project under the CREATE Foundation at this time. We're hoping to be standing on our own 501c3 soon, but we're under their umbrella as a special project, so your money is tax deductible.
Yeah, it always helps. Well, we're excited. We want to invite you out to 6 o'clock tonight. We're going to give you all about 5 minutes tonight to share about your project or how people can help. Our men has come out and helped one Saturday. They're going to come back.
They made an amazing difference. What y'all did.
We're going to get our guys there at least once a month to help you on Saturday. We've helped you go get lockers and stuff with truck and trailers. We're here to help. I mean, it's not about our campus. It's about our community, okay? And we believe in what you're doing. We want to pray for the ladies that's coming. With their kids for a life-changing event.
Yes.
Anything else?
Tommy, I was just reading in Malachi this morning, and this kind of makes me emotional, but I tell everybody that you're one of our biggest cheerleaders because you talk about us as much as you talk about the Freedom Center, and we appreciate that. But this verse just reminded me of what you're doing. In Malachi 3, bring the full tenth into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house. Test me in this way, said the Lord of armies. See if I will not open the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing for you without measure. And I believe that's what you're doing. You're giving a tenth of something that was given to you, and I believe God's going to pour out a measure of blessing on you as well.
Well,
and we appreciate
it. The encouraging words. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I believe we're in this community together, and I believe we're going to be helping some of the same families. So I believe we're all in this together, you know. So I want to help you. I've got 20 years of this, over 20 years out here in the community, so I want my 20 years to be able to help y'all today. Well, guys, that is Stacy Baxter and Ms. Eva Kirk of Home of Elroy. Tell them the website one more time.
It's Home of Elroy. That's ELROI.org. Homeofelroy.org.
And your phone number?
662-415-6907.
All right. We're going to go to break. We're going to bring back another organization, the Bridge House. It's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries, here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that.
Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. If you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines, Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
We welcome you back to our second segment today. It's our Night of Hope Day. We're really excited about today. We're always excited about our Thursdays. We're thankful we get to do this radio show. We have a lot of sponsors that make this happen. We'll give you a shout out a little bit. But today we've got a lot of stuff taking place, so we're trying to jam in 4 hours worth of stuff in less than an hour. But our next organization that we're going to give to tonight, we're going to give $2,500 to four different organizations. Then we're going to give $2,500 away to Christy and Danny Austin. Danny is a guy that has been around with us a while. Christy has been with us a long time, but Danny's going back to school. And they needed $2,500 to pay for a CDL license and get all the tests and all that lined up and pay for school. So we're going to give that to them tonight, too. So I believe it's truly the definition of a night of hope when you help folks.
Absolutely.
The next guest is no stranger to us. Mindy McNutt is with the Bridge House. Mindy was with us yesterday at the alternative school. She was with her guys. No, y'all wasn't there last night. They was at Celebrate Recovery Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So we work hand in hand with the Bridge a whole lot, and we're thankful for that. And Bobby, over the years, me and you've worked with a lot of organizations, but here with the Bridge House and stuff, we've been with them for several years now. So Mindy, welcome back to the show. Tell us a little bit about the Bridge House.
Okay, so thank you so much for having me, Tommy. I really appreciate it. It's always an honor to be with Living Free Ministries and Tommy Wilson. I like to call him the godfather of recovery.
Means I've been around a long time.
He just called himself the big dog. So, I mean, you know.
Let's call it the old dog. I'm the old guy in the room now.
There you go.
That's all right. We need somebody that knows more than we know. Because that's what you do. Yeah. You surround yourself with people that know more than you and that have done more than you, and then you get better.
That's right.
So the Bridge House is a 6 month to a year program for women who are coming out of rehabs, jails, prisons. That's a new thing. We just we're getting our a girl from the penitentiary within the next couple of weeks that is actually paroling to our program.
Well, half of y'all's leadership come out of prison. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, I know it. I know it. No strangers to us, okay? Yeah.
So, yeah.
But during that program, we teach women how to live. We teach them to go from sobriety to society in a healthy manner through Jesus Christ. They are they get taught, you know, some of these women come out and they don't know how to cook. They don't know how to make a grocery list. They don't know how to go to the grocery store. They don't know how to wash their clothes and that they're even supposed to wash their bedding once a week. We teach them those things so that they can be successful in life. We get them a job. We take them back and forth to work. We help them to budget. And it costs nothing to come to our program. Whenever you get there, you get your job. 25% of your check goes to bed fees, which is when you start paying. And then 25% goes into a savings account. At the end of your 6 months, you get that savings back. And that's a first and last month's rent or a down payment on a car, which are things that everybody knows that if you've ever been in a situation, that those are things that are hard to come by first get
super
sober.
Smart. Yes, so, very good.
You know, Bobby, some guys that's coming out of prison with us, and we've got a guy going for parole board today, and I've thrown our letter in saying he could come to us for a year. But some of these guys, they're scared to death.
Yes.
They don't know how to walk in a restaurant. They don't know how to walk in the bank, so we always make them. That's the reason I never go through the drive-thru. I never go in, I always make my guys get out and go in with me.
Absolutely.
And just learn it. Mm-hmm. Some people need to learn. So you said it was free. How many? Give us a little day-to-day stuff. How many women is in the program right now?
Okay, so right now we only house 4 women, which is big enough for one person to deal with.
Amen.
On a daily basis.
Amen.
And let me tell you, I got to give a shout out to Candy Kahn. That's our house mother. And let me tell you, she has a really hard job. She carries the load of all of these women. All of their problems are on her shoulders. And she does such a great job with that. And I'm so thankful to have her on our team. But day to day, there are a few requirements. You have to attend church twice a week, Sunday morning, Wednesday night. You can attend any church of your choice. Our bus just goes to the bridge because it's right next door to it. But if they wanted to go to another church, they are allowed to do that. They go to prayer meetings on Monday nights at the bridge. They go to Bridge of Hope on Tuesday nights at the bridge. They go to Living Free on Thursday nights.
Yeah. So, and tell us where this is located at.
So we're located, the actual address is in Glen, but if you know anything about the Glen-Burnsville line, it kind of crosses over. So we are right there in Burnsville beside the Bridge Church.
Yeah. So tell us, we're going to give you $2,500, Mindy. You said that the ladies pay 25% bed fee. Mm-hmm. I know that can't pay the bills. So how do y'all get funded? Is anybody else...
We are completely community funded. We run solely off of donations, and we have a very tight budget.
So tell us what $2,500 will do for y'all.
$2,500. Let me tell you, this is going to be great because we're coming off of our biggest fundraiser of the year, which was our Kingdom Run 5K, where we were able to raise over $12,000, which was huge for us. But I have some, I'm the new president of the Bridge House, and I have a plan. So I'm hoping that this $2,500 is going to be our daily spending habit, or our daily spending limits that we have to have every day, our necessities for our girls, because I would love to close in that carport and get me 4 more beds.
Yay.
So,
good for you. And I'll tell you the other thing, too, is that, you know, we've got a men's residential program. And what you guys have is the woman's side of that. And and in our community, man, that gap, you know, and we're going to be talking to Delroy, who's also trying to fill a piece of that gap. But we hear about it all the time. You know, when y'all going to open a women's facility? Well, we have women's facilities here. You know what I mean? And so our deal is we don't need to recreate the wheel for each other. We need to strengthen each other.
Exactly.
Make each other have better ministries. Like, you know, you guys do girls, we'll do guys. You know what I mean? And are you allowed to say that anymore?
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, Trump's president.
Yeah,
we can talk. We can call men men and women women.
But, you know, I'm saying, and it's a real blessing. I wanted to lap back in just for a second and speak to Here's the other thing that's all broken down. Not only do I not know how to do dishes, but like, I don't know how to do relationships. I don't know how to be a mama. I don't know how to be a wife. I don't even know how to be a good citizen. And so much of that, too, is just built into the fabric of living in a home of where godly leadership is there, going to a church where they see godly families, you know, and all that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have seen lots of success with women who whose children are in DHS custody. And through our program, we've seen them get those kids back. And sometimes that's a miracle because some of these kids have been gone since birth. They were taken from the hospital because they tested positive. And then you see these women, they go to rehab and they come to our program. And then we get to see the miracle in their life of of their children coming to the home and being able to visit on Saturdays or and then eventually them getting them back and us being able to watch that is just a miracle in itself.
Just got text a great question. How can I, if I want to give money tonight, I've had two questions. Who, where can I write a check to? Write your check to Living Free Ministries and you can drop it off at my store or you can mail it to us. You can bring it tonight. Ever how you want to. The address is Post Office Box 224 Corinth, Mississippi 38835, Living Free Ministries. The other question was, can you give online? Yes, you can go to our webpage, livingfreecorinth.com. You can give on that line, or you can go to corinthfreedomcenter.com and give on that line. And you can help us. We're going to give away the $12,000 tonight. If you want to give me the $12,000, that would be great. We're going to give Mindy McNutt $2,500 of it there at the bridge. And Mindy, we're thankful for our partnership. We love you, Pastor Jason Roberts.
Amen. Yep.
We really like the church, the bridge. It's one church that I can name in our community that is really concerned about the community.
Absolutely.
Doing community work.
Absolutely. And we're very thankful. On your Tuesday night thing, for those of you who have a little bit of background in recovery or you're looking for a meeting somewhere, that's a Celebrate Recovery meeting. Is that correct?
Is that
an open meeting to
the community? It is an open meeting, and you do not have to be a drug addict to come. Everybody has hurts, habits, and hang-ups and need help. So on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock, we feed you a meal, and then we have a lesson, and we also do Be Free during that. So we have Celebrate Recovery. We have two different programs.
What's that?
Be Free from Addiction is a... it's a booklet that goes through like characteristics of Jesus that we didn't have when we were addicts or that most of us don't have when we're not addicts.
So it's just another curriculum that y'all go through also. Yeah, awesome.
All right. Well, listen, let me give you my phone number in case you want to text or ask a question. My number is 662-603-9829. That's a text, comment, any question about the show, Mindy, your phone number for... any question about the bridge?
Okay, 662-279-9110.
All right, well, listen, we're going to take a break. We're coming back with God's House of Hope, Amy Shook, and Rebecca Johnson. So we're all excited about having these ladies in the house today.
While we're on a break, make sure you go get a pencil and piece of paper. We're giving you a whole bunch of numbers.
Yeah. Main thing is go get your checkbook.
Yeah. Hi, this is Bobby Capps from Crosswind. Crosswind's a ministry that started here in town after Katrina just to help people. We just help people in a lot of different ways. We do group counseling. We do counseling at the rehabs. We do counseling in the prison. We take care of homeless people that come to our community and provide them with connections to people who can house them or get them a bottle of water or some food, whatever they need. And we just try to be here to say that if you're on down and out, we can help. Or we can point you to someone who can.
This is Angel Quinn from Crosswind. Crosswind also hosts other opportunities in our community, including after-school tutoring in a local subsidized apartment complex. We partner with Oasis Medical Center and One by One Ministries to mentor and educate new and expectant moms. And we offer a community clothes closet. We're all about equipping volunteers to serve in our community. And we also have The Gathering, which is a weekly worship service on Sunday nights at 5 p.m. If you are in need of help, please contact Crosswind at 662-287-5600 or stop by our office located at 703 Tate Street in Corinth.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our third segment of today's show. Today's show is really designated for a night of hope. Tonight at 6 o'clock at Living Free Ministries, we'll kick it off with some music. The group from Grace Chapel is going to be there singing. That's Shelby Pride, Amy Slack, and that group. They're going to be there singing, so it's going to be great. And then we're going to introduce to you four organizations that's within our community and stuff that we work with and have a hand in with, and we're giving to them tonight. We didn't invite them up here for them to give to us. We invited these folks that we could give to them tonight, and we could invest in them. And so we've heard from Home of Elroy, the Bridge House, the next people that's in the studio with us is from God's House of Hope, Amy and Rebecca. So thank y'all for being here today. Y'all going to spend a day in Corinth, my understanding now. So
you're not supposed to tell.
Oh, okay. But God's House of Hope, you have four campuses: Nettleton, Kilmichael, Charleston, and Clinton, Alabama. Was your first one at Nettleton?
Our first was in Nettleton in 2016.
2016, and then did you go to Kilmichael?
We went to Kilmichael next in 2019.
Then got to Charleston?
We went to Clinton, Alabama in 21.
Okay, and now you've got one in Charleston, Mississippi, too.
That's it. That's our latest one.
And you told me this morning that probably right now, this morning, today, y'all got 150 people on these campuses.
Yeah, we actually just added up. We sit out there, and I think actually in person we're probably right at 130. We can hold 150, but we've got right at 130.
All right, that's all four locations. Men and women.
Yes, sir. We're
co-ed. So is all four campuses co-ed?
No, we have three campuses that are co-ed, but our latest program in Charleston is all male location.
All right, so. And it's tell us a little bit. Y'all been doing it since 16. What drove you to do that, Amy?
Well, actually, I came out of addiction myself. I'm from Boonville, Mississippi, actually, and I was in addiction for about 12 years. I went to a program myself, and God radically just changed and delivered my life there. And so, giving back to somebody and allowing them to see what God has done in my life was one of my biggest desires. And when God did it, he did it big. So now we're pretty stretched, and I think probably if the Lord does one more thing, we're probably looking to do maybe an all-female facility, and that will probably be the end of our journey. But, you know, we don't put no limits on God, but we have an all-male, we have three co-eds, and then all-women's facility. That's what our goal is right now.
All right, Rebecca, you're awful quiet here, but tell us a little bit about what your position is, what you do here, and your mission every day.
Yeah, well, my mission every day is really just to point people to Jesus. I oversee the Kilmichael facility, and I'm pretty much the go-getter, I guess you could say, at Charleston. So I'm back and forth between the Charleston location and the Kilmichael location.
Well, I know over the last couple of years, maybe the last 3 years, that we made that trip a lot. Wesley made it a lot. Our friend Truett Brown has come several times and brought people. So we're very grateful for the connection and the opportunity to find people beds that may not be able to go nowhere else.
Yeah.
We honestly need to say, you know, we are so thankful for you, Tommy. Thankful for Wesley. We actually have probably 10 to 15 people out of the Alcorn County area right now because of the Freedom Center, Tommy Wilson, bringing people out of jails. And so, you know, the connection and just being able to do ministry with so many different people and to know that it's just not all about ourselves, that we can all be one body in Christ and all be something different.
So tell us a little bit, how are you funded?
Actually, we're nonprofit. Our program is actually free. The only thing we require is blood work and a travel fee. That means if they leave, that they'll have money to get back on. But we depend on the Lord solely. Everything that we do is donated through individuals, churches, or, you know, the families. So we truly depend on the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight.
I've seen last year or sometime y'all had an individual that was from Kilmichael or something that was on that video giving y'all like 50 grand that day. So yeah. I don't forget who that was.
That was Darius Daniels.
He was actually from Kilmichael, and he is the head pastor in Atlanta. Yeah. He's also got a sister church in, I think, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And so that was his hometown. He didn't even know what the school had been turned into.
Yeah.
And when he drove up, like, he was amazed. He had his whole TV camera crew there. And when they walked in, he was like, what can I do? And before mm-hmm. you know it, he's walking out, and he's sending $50,000.
Yeah. So that's huge. I ain't giving you $50,000 a day, but I'm giving you... I'm going to give y'all $2,500 to help you. So tell me what $2,500 does for you at Kilmichael, wherever it's going.
Actually, $2,500 is much in the kingdom of God, and it's something that we've prayed for. Actually, we had a fundraiser Saturday night. We raised $21,000 Saturday night because we have a big project in Kilmichael. We have major roof damage, and just for our main location is like $320,000 just to fix that roof. $100,000 to fix the roof in the part that Rebecca actually lives in. So we have to give a shout out to Dixie Roofing. They've came in and did most of the work. We had two individuals that came in last week and gave $5,000 apiece. So we've been praying. $2,500 will most likely go toward that roof.
Yeah.
Because without the roof, we have to shut down. Yeah. So actually, it's a really big deal.
Without
for
the
us,
roof, Rebecca got to move.
That's right.
She might have to move to Corinth, y'all.
So listen, we're grateful. Tell them how, if somebody's listening to us, got somebody in jail or somebody that's just life upside down, how do they get into God's household? What's the start point?
Actually, the start point is just the application process. We have four Facebook pages to all four locations. We have websites to all four locations. The process is fairly easy, but we do monitor whenever people call because we do our best not to bring people in that know each other. So we're very cautious of that because we don't want people that have done drugs together to come in. We want the recovery to be successful.
So with four campuses, if somebody in Kilmichael knows Ronnie Martin over here, you could ship that person, you could ship Ronnie to Clinton, Alabama.
Honestly, that's the beauty of really having four locations. It's hard and it stretches you, but it does give us a better... It strengthens us in helping more people because you do have availability to send people to another location.
Well...
How many were co-ed again?
Three of our locations are co-ed, and we have one, our newest one. It was open this past year in April in memory of my son, and so it's an all-male location.
Mine and Amy's son passed away about the same time, I think.
That's right.
Yeah. And Amy's from Boonville. I'm from Boonville. So there's a lot of common things there about it. She was a lot younger than me, so I was running the streets way before she did. But I might have been saved before she did. I mean, I've been gone out of it for 26 years, so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for God's House Hope. I'm thankful for friendship and partnership, and we're thankful that y'all took the time today to come and be part of a radio show, but also to be part of our special night tonight. And we're just looking forward to that. And, you know, any other way we can help, if somebody's listening, how can they help y'all? If they want to give to y'all, or if they just want to tour you facilities or something, how can people help you?
You can, like I said, we have a website. You can donate online to God's House of Hope. All four have websites. We also, you can call us at 662-591-7100. That's a way. And also, we have an address of P.O. Box 393, Nettleton, Mississippi, 38858. And also, I would like to say before we close that, you know, if our ministries are not fruitful, then you have to evaluate what's really going on. And I'm just thankful today, and we couldn't be in Corinth without saying we thank God that, you know, Tyler Wilson, Tommy's nephew, came through, stayed with us for a couple of years. Rebecca was his spiritual mom. We both were. And so we thank God today that he's still doing well. He's part of the Bridge, doing jail ministry. And so this is all bigger than just recovery. It's truly saving a family's life and somebody that's connected to us spiritually that will be family forever.
Yeah, you know, and he's working every day, learning how to pay his bills, got married, got kids on the way. It's a totally different life.
Yeah.
You know, I many phone calls that Rebecca and y'all made to me during that year he was with y'all or so. It's hard to think that this is the same guy that we was talking to about all that time.
That's right.
So it's just the Lord Jesus.
Yeah. Again, our number for God's House of Hope is area code 662-591-7100.
And they're going to be with us tonight at Living Free Ministries. We're going to get kicked off at 6 o'clock. Grace Chapel's worship band is going to be leading their music and stuff tonight. We're going to be presenting these organizations money. Our friends from Ellistown Baptist Church has got us a Thanksgiving meal. Big shout out to Jeremy and that crew. They're going to bring food here tonight, enough to feed 225, 250 people tonight. So you're invited. We're going to get kicked off at 6, but so make sure you come at 6 o'clock tonight. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with Bobby Capps and Crosswind Ministries.
Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Corinth, Mississippi.
Hey y'all, I'm Maria and I'm the broker and owner of Wilco Real Estate Group. We just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving and thank you for allowing us to serve you and our community that we love.
Here's some scripture for you for Thanksgiving. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. We want to say thank you.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
We welcome you back to our last segment today of our show, Hope. We're every Thursday morning, but listen, today's been a special day. We had three different organizations already on here with us. We started off with the Home of Elroy, the Bridge House, and then God's House of Hope. And it's just some organizations that we're going to pour into tonight and give. So we're excited about that. And the last organization is an organization we work with every day, and we're just more like partners. But it's Crosswind Ministries here in town. They've been here a long time. They've been here almost 20 years.
Yeah, we'll have our 20-year celebration next year.
Yeah. So, and they started during the Katrina hurricane, yeah, and
2005.
And people that was just flowing into our town and hunting a place maybe to get a meal. And they opened their doors up, and that's how they got started.
Mm-hmm.
And now over the years, 20 years later, Bobby, give us an overview and picture of what Crosswind Ministries is today.
Yeah, well, we've had a lot of moving and shaking. We had our girls program for about 10 years where we took women that the state had taken their children and helped them get their children back. And the Lord really blessed that season of ministry. We had a big season where we were basically trying to house homeless people, and there was a big grant that came from out of HUD that we were able to use to get a lot of homeless people off the street. And that has shifted away from us. And so then we started, because we were working with Tommy so closely, Tommy basically told me I had to get my act together and become a better counselor. And so I went, we of course have been working on counseling, opened a counseling center, and so do a lot of counseling. One of my blessings is to be the counselor at the Freedom Center. And also we do marriage and family counseling, all different kinds of counseling at our office. But our biggie is this: we want to bring Jesus out to places where Jesus isn't normally, right? I mean, we do that at the Freedom Center by people coming to us who are broke down and they're in the ditch, and they wouldn't come to a local church because they're ashamed to or whatever. So. But they will come to us because they know we're going to help them in a specific way. But one of the things that we like to do is be out in the community, places that are unchurched, and just bring the gospel, friendship, homework club, fellowship, help. The other thing, too, is our front door ministry is more like, if you think of holding somebody's hand. Like a lot of people that come to us, they don't know. Like they don't have their license or something. You know what I mean? And they just need a little help to kind of get them from where they are to the next place.
Birth
certificate.
That's a big deal.
You know, bus ticket back to wherever they came from, and you know, help and take them down to the shelter, take them to a rehab. You know, it's like we're God put us along the way to kind of be. And I'm not going to say this because, like, don't blow us out of proportion. But you know what the Good Samaritan did? He did what he could, right? He bandaged the dude up, little temporary stuff, and got him to a guy who could help him, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, well, that's a lot of what we do. We just take guys that are broken down and get them to people that can help them, help hold their hands along the way, do a few things here and there, And so that's been the gift that God has given to us, to be able to hold people's hands and help them get to some place that can get them strengthened.
Well, and obviously we work together a lot, and we partner in a lot of bus tickets or getting somebody to somewhere. I mean, we do a lot of that stuff together. So, you know, it's grateful, and just to include Crosswind Ministries on this night of hope was a no-brainer to us. And I'm thankful for our partnership and friendship. You know, you got Angel Quinn there, you got Tripp Brown sitting there. So all these is great folks that's, you know, just meeting folks at the door or whatever it may be. Angel's What is she doing? That she's out in the community tonight doing something.
Yeah. And First Baptist wants to come out to the community and have a big blessing one of the neighborhoods in our community, and Angel's out coordinating that and helping them do that. And it's in a community where we have homework club. And
does anybody know where Truett is? We don't know where Truett's
at. I talked to him.
That's a $1 million question.
I talked to him a while ago.
Yeah.
I think he's bringing food to the Freedom Center.
Yeah. Well, so, he's getting ready tonight, but we did invite Truett. We're fixing
it.
One of the great things we get to do, Bobby, is go to the alternative school every week. We've been doing it for like 12 years or longer, and we was there yesterday. Me, Ronnie, Truett, Mindy, and we had Brandon Meeks with us. Yeah. So we had a house full yesterday, but they always invite us to eat Thanksgiving Day meal with them. So we're going to go to the school in a little bit and just have Thanksgiving with them.
That's cool.
And stuff. So that's some of the things we get to do, and we're grateful for that. But Bobby.
Yeah, well, and another thing that we get to do that actually we've partnered together on throughout the years is do recovery ministry in the jail,
in the prison.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Truett's leading our AD program now. I told him yesterday that we got to host weddings out there next month. So we do a lot of stuff together and partner with that through the Department of Corrections or the Sheriff's Department, the local court systems, the local schools, the local neighborhood. So this morning when me and my wife was starting to leave the house, I asked her, I said, let's name something that we're just thankful for that's kind of out of our normal. Because when we say that normally, it's our grandkids, our kids, our home, our jobs. But it's really what I told her, it's really what we get to do every day.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I mean, and what I love what we were just talking about. You know, God, in this community, for whatever reason, God has just made us one. I mean, we love Gary's ministry, and to the hurting children of our neighborhood and to hurting families of our neighborhood and our ministry and your ministry. And it feels like that we're for each other. We're not competing. We all need our salaries to be paid. We need this great community to help us with that. Yeah. I mean, all of those things are true, but like we're not arm wrestling over, you know, it's like we're not trying to pick each other off. We really love each other. Yeah. We're really for each other. We really feel like we're a part of this one big kingdom team of support ministries to our local churches. To be able to help get the gospel out and help people.
All right. Well, we're wrapping it up again. The Night of Hope tonight at Living Free Ministry, 6 o'clock. We'll be glad. We'd love to have you there. We're going to invest and sow into these other ministries. It's truly going to be a Night of Hope. We're going to donate money. We're going to give money to Danny and Christy Austin so Danny can be back in school. So we're going to give away $12,500 tonight, but that's on purpose. Because we need to raise $321,000 to pay for 112 acres of land where we're going to create a first-class campus that's going to outlive all of us. Guys, make sure you come tonight. Look online if you're not. We always end our program by just reading the last couple verses out of Jude. This goes back to my mentor, O.D. Dodd. He used to read it every time we left a prayer group. So, Ronnie, why don't you carry us out with a Jude?
All right. Thanks, Tommy. So it says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen.